Today was my dry face. I was not able to pierce through the thick clouds of my mind. The inner darkness was just too thick. It had started quite well. One of the local devotees had driven me on his motorbike out into the fields where there is the cave of Purnamasi, Yogamaya, the great arranger of Krishna's pastimes. I somehow crawled into the cave and I was ready to start a day of absorbed chanting, but it was not going to happen. There were a million flies. The cave became hot as the sun shone with great strength on it, and then there was some distraction outside, farmers with the tractors passing by. I was dry, so dry. At that time, however, I remembered something which I feel is very relevant for all of us to overcome our respective dry phases in our spiritual life. I said a prayer to Yogamaya. Yogamaya has this one aspect which brings us to Krishna, and if she takes on her external face, so to say, she is Mahamaya, which separates us from Krishna. So I prayed to Yogamaya, that inner, internal face, and here's the prayer. Oh, my dear mother, showing your causeless mercy to your servant, give me a place in Vrindavan, for you are Sri Yogamaya herself, the internal energy of yoga, of union. You take all those souls who are averse to Krishna and bind them in the material world. But if you see that someone again becomes favorably disposed to Sri Krishna, you award him liberation and make him free from all grief and fear. This turning to the Lord in prayer is very powerful. Haridas Thakur similarly says that simply by one's own effort, no one in this world can overcome distraction. This victory over the mind can be accomplished very easily, however, O Krishna, if you give your mercy. Prayer means to open yourself up for divine mercy, and that's sometimes more important than 1,000 years marching in pride.